Okay, we are continuing in our Sharim B'Tfilah. We are on page Chaf Beis. Rav Pinkus is discussing the importance of Hachana for Tfilah, preparing oneself before davening. Last time we said that Rav Pinkus stressed the concept that when a person walks into Shacharis for the first time, and a person goes into davening, and if they don't spend a few minutes thinking about what they're going to be doing, so then really the last thing that's on their mind will be what is focused on while they're davening. And, you know, if you're in the middle of anything, like everything that's serious and important in this world requires preparation and requires preparing for it. Okay, so we're gonna skip the one paragraph. We're gonna jump to the Beis in the middle of page Chaf Beis in Sharim B'Tfilah. Says Rav Pinkus, "Vayisod bazehu." This is the fundamental concept. Datfilo hi kviyachol sicha vahidabrus krova im Hashem Yisbarach. He says the fundamental concept, if you want to know how to make your davening much better, to understand you are having a conversation with the creator of the universe. Understand that is your connection. It's an opportunity through words to come close to God. And therefore the general rule in all conversations is that it's in between two individuals. It's not only dependent on one person, right? If you sit there and you just, you know, you want to have a friend, you have a friend, and God willing, you'll, as we, again, we're stressing as a model of marriage, that God willing, you'll find the right person, you'll find your basher one day. So you're going to sit there and you're going to have a conversation with your wife, and you're just going to do all the talking, or probably more, okay, she'll do all the talking, right? And then you'll sit there. That's not a great relationship. It doesn't really work. Both sides need to want to engage in that conversation. The chaim b'tfilah, right? And you can say, "What do you mean?" But Rabbi, hold on. What does that mean? You know, I speak to God, but I don't know how many people here often hear the voice of God, right? It's like a challenge sometimes in davening because you feel like you're speaking, but there isn't that. It says Rav Pinkus, "V'chaim b'tfilah." Ma yovel lanu im navo b'ritzon adavir and kadosh baruch hu. He says, "What does it help?" He says, "We come to speak." We want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi yomer shaKadosh Baruch Hu nimtza karuv lanu b'reg hazeh shenuchal ladavir ito. He says, it's hard to think about that maybe part of why we're not feeling our spirituality is that it's not that God is not close to us, but rather we're not close to God. Right? It's something, if you feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about it, who moved? You or God? It's something to think about. So that's what Pinkus is saying, that maybe it's sometimes it's hard to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu. You ever see, like, you know, sometimes you speak to Rebbe, you speak to people who are very holy, like they feel like a connection to something. They feel like a real kesher, a strong connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you're wondering, like, what in the world? Like, why don't I feel that? Like, and I sometimes also feel that. It's something that's changed. Or you're in certain situations. You ever have like a really spiritual davening, like Yom Kippur, or if you go to the Kosel, Right. You ever go right? You go to the Kosel and you're there. You're in your Shalayim, and all of a sudden you're touching the wall, and you start crying, and you're not sure why, and like, or you're in emotion, or you go somewhere, you feel very holy, very spiritual for those moments. And there are times when you could feel that, but we don't always feel that, and we don't feel like that. It's something that all the time. So the question is: are those moments that we don't feel it, like who moved? Who is it that pulled away from that relationship? So Sazer Pinkus v'Tachin. Asher ba ha'adam l'makom ha'pihisha, and therefore, maybe when a person comes to that moment of meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ha'inu l'makom ha'tfila im ratzon az l'sochech osay Yisbarach Hu, he's coming to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval in ratzon ha'Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, maybe we're not like this is not the time to speak to me. This is not you're not in a good mindset to speak to me. V'avoda gedola la'atzma hi la'hafik ratzon mimanu yisbarach shigam yitzido yihi kiruv v'hidabrus hazu. And therefore, it's part of our preparation for davening is to create an environment where we can come actually and speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, like, we just assume it's like, you know, you walk right onto the court, right, and you go, says Ringer, that's not true. Like, we have to spend time developing a relationship. Meaning, no different than, you know, if you expect, God willing, as again, with, you know, with your wives, with your spouses, right, you're going to want a certain kind of relationship with them. It doesn't happen out of nowhere. You can't make assumptions that people are always going to be there for you if we don't do for them. He says this is also what it means. We understand the concept of kavana when it comes to davening. So he says, it's amazing. Heich bisman sherobeinu ba'im lispal v'amunach kina shanu only mamish of nevar habaris bar shemo v'nosim v'nosimo. This is amazing. So many people come in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and they want to be able to interact with him. V'lefanav anu mischananim umito anuvashim. And then he's there, we're standing in front of him, and we're asking, Hashem, can I have this? Hashem, can I have that? Can I have this? Hashem listens to us. Just like a friend listens to us. So he says, he says, if that's true, right? If tefillah is a conversation, but he says, why is it then hard sometimes to stay focused in that conversation? Right? You ever speak to somebody one-on-one and just like all of a sudden in the middle of the conversation, just like space out? And forget like what you're in the middle of saying. Generally, it doesn't happen, right? Meaning, generally, he says, but it's odd, right? It's strange. He says, but yet, why do we have such a problem with that? Why is it so hard to stay focused in davening for so long? So he says, if you would speak to your friend, not face to face, but from behind a fence, even if your friend is not engaged in the conversation. If you know he's just listening to you, you could speak a very long time, right? Meaning, like, you have a telephone, right? I know there was a long lost art. It used to be, old times, you used to speak to your friends on the phone, like, without typing, without texting. It was an old concept, right? But right, it used to be, I grew up in a world when I was your age, there was no cell phones, right? We actually had to have conversations with people. So no different than it was hard to be face to face. But the il kishman davi makadosh baruch hu nifsekes hamachshava b'emsa. So, however, sometimes when you speak to God, there's like a wall, there's a barrier between us. So we have to think about this more and develop this idea about what's holding us back from really davening, from really connecting. But he says that's the yesod when we begin to think about why is it so hard to focus. He says, because we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not necessarily through like a thin wall, or not through a telephone, but rather like through a very, very thick barrier which is holding us back. And that's what we're gonna develop over the next week or two, like how to develop that stronger connection so we do feel like that we're actually speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's not such a big gap, not such a separation between them. Have a wonderful day, guys.